So one of Mechuyah can bring the Chomer, and he has to do it by the light of a candle, because here Amir is Yofel of Dikir in Moses. Kol Mokim Shem Achmisim L'Chomer is in Tzor of Dikir. So any place where Chomer is usually not kept, so you don't have to be baked. So it's not just we don't have to be Cheshish. The Chiyuv Dikir doesn't apply to a place where chometz is not likely. And suppose, let's say, there is a certain room where chometz is in Motzebe, and he wasn't bathing him. And then he found out, after Pesach, that there was a chometz. So what is he considered an onus? Because he wasn't supposed to be cheshish. Some melee is an onus in the same way. Now, one eats meat. And say, so real behemoth is saying traitors. And suppose he ate meat and then he found out after he ate that this behemoth happened to be a traitor. So he's an onus. But he was not mechuyev to be cheshish to anticipate such a possibility. He could rely on God. So in regard to the alochem, kol mokim shemachnisim b'chometz, in tzor b'dikeh. So he said the same thing. In other words, if it's a mokim shemachnisim b'chometz, it doesn't have to be cheshish, lest there is chometz. But if, let's say, after Pesach he finds out that there was chometz, so he was mevatel mitzvah of dikir. But he is an onus. No, it's not mashma like that. I mean, from the Ram, it's mashma that a mokim shemachnisim b'chometz, so he's not mechuyev to be beidik. And even if it turns out later that there was chometz after Pesach, if he finds out on Pesach, so he's mechuyev to make the dikir then. But if he finds out after Pesach there was no chometz, so he was not even an aveda because he was never mechuyev. He is only mechuyev to be beidik a mokim where chometz is like. But mokim shemachnisim b'chometz is not mechuyev. Udame omu ben shuri b'marti. So the Gemara says, in other words, that the shamish, the waiter, so he lets it many times when he needs more wine. So he goes down to the cellar, and there he gets more wine. And many times while he draws out wine from the barrel, so he has a piece of bread in his hand. So some crumbs of bread might fall into the wine itself or between the barrels. So that's the reason as to why he's mechuyev to be beidik the cellar. Now the Mishnah itself is raising a question. Now, in view of the fact that there is a halacha that mokim shemachnisim b'chometz, you're not mechuyev to be beidik, so why did the Chachomim say that one is mechuyev to be beidik the martin, the cellar, the basement in? So, but it's mokim shemachnisim b'chometz, no one eats there. The answer is a martin. We eat in mokim shemachnisim b'chometz because many times the waiter, when he needs wine, while holding a piece of bread in his hand, he goes down to get wine, so some chometz might fall down there. So it is a mokim shemachnisim b'chometz. That's the reason as to why he has to be waiting. But in mokim shemachnisim b'chometz, there is no chiyuv of dikir. Now the question is, how far must you search the barrels, the rows of barrels in the of wine in the Martiv when you are baiting chometz? So there is a machlekes between Bishamai and Bisir, and there is a machlekes Amoraim in respect to the pshat in Bishamai and also in respect to the pshat in Bisir. Bishamai angry beishurei isal pnei kol amar. So there's a machlekes amoroi. There's a machlekes amoroi between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yechanan. What does Bishamai mean? Bnei Shur is al pnei kol amar. So Rav Yehuda says that Bnei Shur is al pnei kol amar. It means, now let's say, if you have many rows, I mean, so you have, let's say, a layer of barrels of wine, and then on top of that layer, you have another layer, and then you have another layer. So here the same thing. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, when the Shammai says Pnei Shuras al Pnei Kol Amarti, it means the oret up to the ceiling, from the floor up to the ceiling, this one, and then And then the next one, the Eretz, up to the third. These two shirts, according to Rav Yochanan, Mishra Kumaratin is coming down once. So that means the external law of balance, and then all the uppermost balance over the ceiling, like this, coming down once. That's the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yochanan. Then there is a machleke between Rav and Shmuel, also in regard to the pshat in Bisir. Ubisir Emri, Shteyet Shuris Hachitzenis, Shehein Hoyenis. Shehein Hoyenis. So there is a machleke between Rav and Shmuel. What does it mean? So Rav says, El Yenino Bishamato Imenu. That means, now we have here, this is the outermost. As you enter the basement, the cellar, so you face this row of bowels, a one. Now this is, and then you have, sorry. Now, so Rav says, Elyino Vishalmato Imen. Now, let's say this and the one that is Lamato Imen. And this one. And Shmuel says, Elyino Vishalifin Imen. So in other words, this is the Elyino, and this one. This one and this one. Now, that's a machlekes. The machlekes in respect to the Pshat in Bishamai is not relevant because we pass like this here. So it's not important for us to know how do we pass. However, the machlekes in respect to this here is relevant. So how do we pass? Now the Rambam passes like Rav. And most Rishonim passes like Rav. Why? Because Yuchasik Rav Bishamai. So it's Elyeno, the Pshat in this here is Elyeno Bishamato Elyeno. But the Avishayim will pass like Shmuel. But there is a cloud, Yuchasik Rabbi Yisura Yishmuel. Momene, Bidine. Yuchasik Shmuel Bidine. Here it's in Issa Veheter, it's not in Momenes. It's not in Shalom Cheshim Mishpet, the Machoikes between Rabbi and Shmuel. So, some of the Shemim say, the Miri explains the Chite. And he says, and it's mentioned by other Shemim also, in various Sudias in Gemara, that the whole cloud of Yuchasik Rabbi Yisura, Yishmuel Bidine, applies only to an independent machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, but it doesn't apply to a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel in respect to the pshat of Talmud. Now here there is no independent machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. There is a machlekes. What do we say or mean? So that cloud of Hilchas Rav Yisur and Shmuel Bidine has no application. So in other words, so there are no cloud. So some men they pass like Shmuel because they have certain rights, certain diukim from the Gemara that Aloha is like Shmuel. But most Rishonim shouldn't pass like that. Now let's see the Rashi. What does Rashi mean? Whenever Rashi says Garcino, he mentions a certain expression and then he says Garcino. So it definitely implies that there's another Gersi. And Rashi rejects the other Gersi. So here he says that the right Gersi is the right Gersi is Eile Arboso. What was the other Gersi? Now the Miri, the Ram, they mentioned the other Gersi. So there was another Gersi in the Mishnah. Not Eile Arboso, but Le Eir Arboso. Le Eir Arboso. ותיקח יש מדבקים בו שמישנה זו שלא ביקריס לאיר ארבע עשר לאיר ארבע עשר, not words. So there was another girse לאיר ארבע עשר, not אלי ארבע עשר, but the rabbit, according to the other girse, the rabbit is before אלי לאיר ארבע עשר. So Rashi says, no, we are not generous. Lay Eira Abosa. But we are generous. Eira Abosa. Why is Rashi so petty? I mean, what difference does it make? Eira Abosa. So, Lay Eira Abosa. So it's Rashi Mishitosi. You would see, I mean, Rashi that base on the base. And then the same thing is Rashi in Rosh Hashanah. So, a machine masuris. There, the fourth line from the bottom of the omelet. Now when Bezdin was Mikadesh the Chedesh al Piyariyeh, so Bezdin had to wait for the Eidim, and when the Eidim came, and if the Eidim came on the 30th, and he said, he testified, he saw the Rebbonah, the new moon, on the 30th, so Bezdin was Mikadesh the 30th of the outgoing month as the first of the incoming month, and if the Eidim did not come the 30th, or the Rebbonah was seen on the 31st, so then Bezdin was Kibbeah on the 31st as the first of the new month, the 31st of the outgoing month, as the first of the new month. Now, but originally, in the early days, so Bezdin used to signal to all the various communities. In other words, Bezdin would tell certain people to go up on the high mountains and to kindle torches. So then people at a distance, let's say, of 100 miles away, also on the mountain, they would see some Jews in Eretz Yisrael on the high mountains kindling torches. So that was the signal, so they knew, I mean, the Bezdin was Mikadesh the Chiddush, and then these people on their mountains would again kindle torches and so on. So they were able to notify the Jews in all the communities where Jews lived which day was Miskaris and Chiddush. So So the signal was only given if the 30th of the outgoing month was Miskaris as the first of the new month. But if the 31st of the outgoing month was Miskadesh as the first of the month, then Bezdin didn't give any signals to the Jewish community. So Rashi says here, in Mashiach Mashiach, so the innocent Mashiach Mashiach, Le'eri Bore. Let's see what Rashi says. In Mashiach Mashiach, Abuki, Roshi Ori, Roshi Bezdin, Isin, Lidia, Shayim, Kitchi, Bezdin, Achidish. El Achidish, in Yerushman, Likachi. Biyim Shleishi. Shemira Likadish. Do you look at Shachidish Nuud Leach and the 31st of the outgoing month becomes the first of the new month? Veisa Rishchim Bim Shleishi Veachot Eimikach Shleishi Shepoach Kutchu Shemai. So it becomes Nikva by itself. Vashmina Haitane the Achoseh of the Mashuiz. Chosa means if the outgoing month, if the 30th of the outgoing month is declared as the first of the new month, so the outgoing month is the Achoseh of the Mashuiz. Veamolei Loi So suppose the neighboring Jewish communities don't see any torches on the mountains, so that will be an indication to them that the 31st was Nikva as the first of Nima. So what is mean Le'eribure? So here Lamed Kam precedes the Eir. So Le'eribure Le'eril Sho'obar Shleishi Le'idiyah Shayon Niskadish Leil Shleishim Ve'echod Koro Eribur. All I mean is Masiras Hashas makes a correction here. Yom Shleishim Koro Eribur. So it's what? We don't have to collect it. It's all right the way it appears. Shayon Niskadish Leil Shleishim Ve'echod Koro Eribur. Al Shem Shebui Nase Hachidish Buruva. So in other words, so we have to say the only correction that we do have to make, if we leave the Girse, so instead of changing the words completely, all we have to do is to say Leil Shleishim Ve'echod Kore Lei Eiriburei, and here it says Lei Eiriburei. We just have to add, rather than change the way Maaseres Hashas says, I mean changing it completely, we just have to add an Lamed before the Aleph that was put in parentheses. So Rei Shleishi Ve'echot Kora Le'ei Ribuah. Le'ei Ribuah. Le'ei Ribuah. In other words, so when was that? When were so Eve the Chidesh, the 30th of the outgoing month, was Niskadesh? So when did Bez give the make the signals, kindle the torches? That the night after the 30th. So and which day is Iburei? The 30th. Why is the 30th called Iburei? Because if the outgoing month is a Choseah, so then the outgoing month has how many days? Just 29 days. If the outgoing month is a Moleh, so the outgoing month has 30 days. So that means it has an additional day. So that's called Iburei, the additional day in the outgoing month. So the Iburei, Yei Iburei, is the 30th. And Lei El Iburei, the night after the 30th. So in other words, so we see that Rashi Shiti is that there is a distinction between, let's say, Eir Iburei and Lei Eir Iburei. Eir Iburei would mean the night of the 30th, the night before the day of the 30th. So, and Lei Eir Iburei means the night following the Yom Iburei. Now, so that's why Rashi says, it's Rashi Lashitosei, that's why Rashi says, Eir Arbosa Kasinon, that there was another Girsay, Lei Eir Arbosa. Now, what would, according to Rashi, what would Lei Eir Arbosa mean? What would Lei Eir Arbosa mean? Lei Eir Arbosa would have reference to the night following Arbosa. Well, that couldn't be. Right? That's the first night of Pesach. So Melee, he rejects that Girsay Lei Eir Arbosa. And he says, we have to be Girsay Eir Arbosa. So, or Eir Lei Arbosa. So Eir Lei Arbosa, or Eir Arbosa means the night of that particular day of the Arbosa, the night that comes before the 14th day, and the 14th day begins with the night. So Erev is first and then Beikah. So Eir Lei Arbosa or Eir Arbosa means the night of the 14th. Lei Eir Arbosa would mean the night of the 15th, and that couldn't be. You're not Beilik Chometz night of the 15th. That's already Pesach. So he rejects the Girsay. Now the Arishenim, who say that the Girsay of Lei Eir Arbosa is alright. But, so then the question arises, how about this? Yimore, Reime say Mashin, Mashuris, Lei Eir Iburei. So they say, not like Rashi. Rashi says that the signal was given on the night following the 30th of the outgoing month. If Bez was Mikadesh the 30th of the outgoing month, so the torches were kindled the night following. But they say no, that Mashur is Le'er Iburei means the night. How could they give torches in the night of the, this is very strange. I mean, how could they give torches? Because the Bez itself didn't know the night of the 40th, of the 30th, whether the Bez would be Mikadesh, the 30th or the 31st. Unless, because the Rambam says, so that's very strange. So how could it mean, Le'er Iburei, that it's the night of the 30th? Night of the 30th, so no one knew. So, but it could be explained. According to the Rambam says that the Sanhedrin knew exactly when the Edim would see the Levonet, because astronomically they calculated. Now the Edim went out to the mountains to look at the Levonet. So Bez knew in advance on what day the Edim would see. And they knew exactly at what time they would see. So they could determine, they could predict, without any doubt, whether the Edim would have time to come in the day. So the Bez Din would be able to be Kaddish on the 30th. The 30th day is Rosh Chodesh or not. So mainly it was possible, but that is strange. I mean, the Bez Din should kindle torches before the actual Chodesh HaChodesh took place, just on the basis of the astronomical calculations. So from this Loshin of the Eimei say Mashiach, 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 Israel, so there are some who say, but the other who say that Re'ei Riburei, not with Re'ei, Arboso could mean both. In other words, there are some Rishonim who say that both Eir Arboso and Re'ei Arboso could mean both. Could mean the night before the 14th, and it could mean the night after the 14th. So in the way they can explain that Re'ei Riburei really means the night of the 31st, but over there Re'ei Riburei means the night following the Yom Ha'Ivul. But sometimes it means the night before the Yom Ha'Ivul. It might mean the night of that day of the Yom Ha'Ivul. So he says, So even Eri Burei could also have reference to the night following the Yom Ha'Ivul, and it could have reference also to the night of the Yom Ha'Ivul, And then something else, and some say that not as Rashi says, that the Yom Ha'Ivul is the day when the 30th day of the outgoing month. So there are some who say that the Ivul is not the 30th, but the 31st of the outgoing month. Because on the 31st, why is it called Yom Ha'Ivul? Because on the 31st, until the 31st, it's not determined whether the outgoing month is a chosar or a mole. But once we reach the 31st day, then it is determined whether the outgoing month is a chosar or a mole. So some say that Re'ei Riburei really means, the night of the 31st. But, and Eir and Re'ei are both a reference to the night of the Yom Ha'Ivul. But Yom Ha'Ivul, whereas Rashi says that the Yom Ha'Ivul is the 30th, so some Rishonim say that Yom Ha'Ivul is called the 31st, because on the 31st everybody becomes informed whether the outgoing month is a Chosar month. Big more in first time. Beit Kim shel Yavir Olam Ba'yoyi Ba'yimot. ובמה אומרים כמה מסנישים שתי שורה של חובייס הסדורת במערפים של יין צורך ליבי בניהם אחרי שאמרנו כל מוקר שמכניסו בחומרית עם צורך לבית לא מורו צחוכו לבית קום ומפורש ולא מורו במערפים שמכניסים בחומץ כי מערפים שמסתפקים ממני יין שחונה ופונים שהשם ראשיים ידועים זה כי יין ופיתם יובד וכשהיין כלו נכניס למערפים לא עוד יין שתי שורת הפניקה מערפים לא מפורש מים זה שורת חניס מפורש במים All right, now, let's learn the thesis. Very important thesis. Eir Arboso Beikes Achomitz. Pirush HaKuntre Shemu Le'avir Olam Ba'yoyi Ba'yimotzi. So Rashi says that the whole reason is why you have to be Chomitz is in order that you shouldn't be Eir Ba'yoyi Ba'yimotzi. Because you have to keep it so bitter. Keep it on a bit more habitik. So if she yifate. Umi deraise bi bitu da'o mesage. Ama yitzvichu hachomim dike kol. So the thesis Kashi is, inasmuch as he is required to make a bibur, bishrei mei da aloha had been that there is no chiyuv to make a bibur, so then there wouldn't be any Kashi against Rashi. Because true, that if his mivatul is not even the raise bibur ba'al mesage. So if his mivatul, he doesn't have to, he's not in the ba'al yoroi ba'al mesage. But the Mishnah tells us, suppose he's not mivatul, so then he has to be Vedic. Because if he's not Mivatil, he will not be Vedic. He'll do neither of these. So he'll be in the Ba'yoyi Ba'yimotzi. So there wouldn't be any Kashi against Rashi. But the Kashi consists in the fact that Gemara says that even if one is Vedic, he's still required to be Mivatil. So you can't visualize a case where a person is not mivatel, except if he does it bavir. So he's going to be mivatel anyway. So why so? So if the whole purpose of the dikei is to avoid by oy by mote sins, even if he is beidik, he's going to be mivatel anyway. So he's not going, and if he's going to be mivatel, he'll not be there by oy by mote. So why does he have to be beidik? That's the discussion. That's the discussion. Now, so the Ram explains Rashi that in Machnameh Rashi means that according to Rashi, the Pshat in the Rid Mishnah is that if someone does not resort to Bittul, so then he has to be Beidik. He has to be Beidik. And the Ram says that the B'dikah itself is Midrash. In other words, that's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Tashbis. Because what does Tashbisa mean? Tashbisa means you have to destroy the chometz. Now, so, but there is chometz that you see, you know where it is, and there is chometz that you don't see. But it's possible that if you search the house, you'll find chometz. So the mitzvah of Tashbisa applies not only to the chometz and the dua, but even the chometz and the dua, as long as it's likely to be found, so you are mechuyer to search for it and destroy it where you find it. So it's part and parcel. So the Ram says that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Dik. So in the case in Chaname, so in the case where he is mivatel, then he does not have to be beidik minerais. But Rashi has reference to one who is not mivatel. So then he is mechuyev minerais to be beidik the chometz to find every possible chometz that might be in the house and to destroy it. Now, but the question is, how can the Mishnah have reference to someone who doesn't resort to Bittul or to Bishiyas? You know, there is a halacha that every Jew must be mivatel. So even if he's Beidik, he still has to be mivatel. And once he's mivatel, so he will not be able to hold by the mitzvah anyway. So the Ram says in explaining Rashi that what Rashi means is because that takonim of a beidik tzorich shivatel, that is a takonim mucheres, but bizman that was enacted after the chesimus hamishneh. So at the time of the chesimus hamishneh, there was no chiyuv that everyone must be mivatel. Everyone, even someone who wanted to, who resorted to b'dike and bio, a physical bio, so he had to be mivatel. That is later takon. But Bizman HaMishneh, there was no such chiyuv incumbent upon each and every Jew to be mivatel, even those who are beidik. So the Mishneh says, Eila Abosa, Beidik Lachom Taneah. Midraisa, one is mechuyev to be beidik every mokim shemachnis in the chomet. If he is not resorting to Bittul, so then he is mechuyev midraisa to be beidik in order that he should live the love of Balyon. This is how the Ram explains Rashi. Yes?
Would the Ram mean that the Bedika and Mokom and the Komos and the Tzeres Motzi Chomes makes anything that would be found in any Yadua?
No, because the Torah says Tashbisu, so the Torah has reference not only to Chomet Sheini Yadua, to Chomet Ayadua, but even Chomet Sheini Yadua. Any possible chometz, any mokish machnis in the chometz, any possible chometz. One is mechuyev to be mevayer every possible chometz that he has in his rishus. Now he doesn't know exactly whether he has chometz in addition to the chometz that is known to him. So he has to search and find it if there is any and destroy it, whatever he finds.
But if
he makes a thorough search in every mokim shemachnis in the chometz, he doesn't find, so then he was mikayim his mitzvah.
Then after Pesach.
And suppose he makes a thorough search before Pesach. He ransacks the house. Doesn't find. Then after Pesach, so somebody else who is more handy finds a lot of chometz. But he made a thorough search. It's not that he just lit the candle and bent down under the bed and that's all. He made his own search, but he didn't find. After Pesach, he found out there's a lot of chometz that he didn't find. So what's the aloche? So his aloche is, he was able to buy the holy body motzi. But he's anonymous, again anonymous. What could he do? So he's not so efficient. But he did everything in his power. So he was even Bali Bali Motzi, but he was anonymous. Or as long as he was beidik, so the Ran says in so many words that as long as he was beidik, every mokish machnis mechametz. But he didn't find. He didn't find. For whatever reason, he didn't find. In other words, if he didn't find because he didn't make a genuine search, so then he was there. But suppose he made a genuine search, but for some reason he didn't see it. He didn't see it for some reason. So then he is not even Eivea Bali Roy Bali Motz. He is not even Eivea Bali Roy Bali Motz. And he says, and even let's say if he finds that, let's say, on Pesach itself, so he will only be Eivea Bali Roy Bali Motz and become a habit. But if he made a good search and didn't find Erev Pesach, then the Chalamei Pesach, he finds Chometz, so he'll be Eivea Bali Roy Bali Motz if after finding it, he doesn't take any action to remove it from his rishus, to destroy it. So then he'll be able to do not same kind of habit. But he was not even mafreya because the chometz that he didn't know and that he was beidik and he didn't know about it. So then he's not even about the
chometz. But it's because. But that's what the Torah means by
Tashvis,
but
it's
because of
Chazaka?
Or
no, it's not. If it's because of Chazaka, then he would be anonymous. You see, it's not like a person who eats meat, and then after he ate, he found out he was a traitor. So then he was even the Yisrael of traitor. But he's anonymous. Here, if he made a search, and he didn't find, but then it turned out it was Chometz. So he's not even Balioi, he's not even Tashvis, he's not even anything. He's not even anything. All right. Oh, so Tosfos says the Kashi, because of the Rikim, so Bito Kidomik Mora, Bito Sor Shivate, Mudraise Bito Baal Mesagi, Amai Yitzchiru Chachonim Dike Krav. Vimirali, the Abo Gav Di Sage, the Bito Baal Me, Vachmiru Chachonim Nibdi Chomets Uvare, Shal Yoberoch, Vichim Mashma Lutamo, the Boy Rove Kikia Bishmekeo. Oy Dil Mazim Linofa, Sid Mora says Dil Mazim Linofa, Vasil Micho. So in other words, so the Tam, where is the Kodim Perash? So the whole reason as to why we have to be the Chometz is because of Bali Roye. So the Ri says, no, the reason is because of Exeira Shema Yavilach. Shema Yavilach. The Chim Ashmali Kamon, the Boy Rabbi Kikya Bishmekei, or the Dil Mazim Nofa Vos Lamichon. So we see that we are Cheshish, we are Gezeya, lest they read it. So it's a special Aloch, it's peculiar to the Isa Chometz, that we are Gez, that he is Mechuyev to Mevaya, because of Exeira, maybe he will be led into eating it. So the question arises, so why don't we say the same thing by Shor Isur? V'atam she'achmiru kan tvei mi b'Shor Isur anoye shel yitzrichu v'aron. So this is a sikashe, how is it that he had chachom in Morgeza? That he should not keep it in his rishus, he has to be mevayat. He has to be mevayat. And he has to be beidik and mevayat. And even though he will not be in a Bali Roye because he was mevatim. So he still has to be mevayet because of Gezeira Shema Yavilach Lom and by Shor Isur him with Chachomim on Ad Gezeira. So that's the kasha of this. So there gives a teretz. But from the lashon of the kasha, it's mashma that the kasha consisted only as in why the Chachomim applied this chumre that he should be beideik ligabi chometz and not ligabi Shor Isur anoy. But it appears from the lashon of Tosfos kasha that Tosfos is not bothered by as to why by Yisurei Achila there is no chiyuv of bdikah and bir. Tosfos is only bothered as to why Shor Yisurei Anoy because they are Yisurei Achila and they are Yisurei Anoy. Let's say Dovah Tomei, let's say or Nivei Lepreife, that's an Osam Achila, it's not Osam Anoy, but Osam Cholov, all the Klai HaKerem is Osam Anoy. So it appears from the Lashon of Tosfos. The Tosfos says, "V'atam she'achmiru kan tvei mibishor yisur anoye." That Tosfos is only bothered as to why the same gzeira shemoyav lochlo. Doesn't the Chachomim didn't apply it to Shor Isur Anoye? But Tosfos is not bothered as to why the Chachomim didn't apply the same gzeira to Shor Isur Achile. So it's a double pashut. Isur Achile. So the Chachomim didn't apply this gzeira, but only to Isur Anoye. That's how it's mashma from Tosfos, because if Tosfos had been bothered as to why by Nivele and Trefe, let's say in the Batome, so there is, let's say, the Batome, Min Tome, why over there the Chachomim did they want Nisakein that he has to be Mivaya, lest he will be Yavir Ochron? Yavir Ochron? So then Tesa should say, V'atam Shechmiru Kan, Tvei Mibishor Yisur Achile. Tesa doesn't say, V'atam Shechmiru Kan, Tvei Mibishor Yisur Achile. He says, V'atam Shechmiru Kan, Tvei Mibishor Yisur Amoy. Why not Achile? So, that's not kosher altogether. Because there is a fundamental distinction between Yisur Achile and Yisur Amoy. In other words, Yisur Amoy, Yisur Achile is not so chomor that the Chachomim should require Dike on account of the Gzeira Shem Yom Lachlo. But Yisur Amoye, so Yisur Amoye, that's the question, why is chomor distinguished from other Yisur Amoye? But from Yisur Achile, it's certainly distinguished. That's how it's mash. V'atam sheyachmiru kan tvei mishur asanoe, sheyitzrichu levaro. So Teisa says, mishum dechomer etzmut hakol Hashom, v'nesa rak v'pesach. So in other words, because chometz are whole year until Pesach, so it's mutabachir. So he is going to custom up to Pesach to eat it every day, many times a day. So in many ways, he might be tempted, or he might forget, or might be tempted on account of the habit of eating the chometz throughout the year. So he might more readily be tempted. He might more readily forget and eat chometz. If we allow him to have chometz in his possession, he might forget or he might be tempted to eat chometz on Pesach because of habit. So that's why the Chachom Mogeza, Mashenki Shomisur Anoye. So he has never accustomed himself to the eating of Bosa Becholov of all in Kriyakaren. So he is naturally deterred from eating the Shor Yisur Anoye. So the Chachomim didn't have to require him to be Beidik, lest he'll eat it. This is what he says. Ridomel Bosa Becholov, the Ol Kriyakaren, Shisur Anoye Yisrael. Now, here Teisa says something that Teisa confuses us. V'noz Yoname Yisur Yisur Achine. Now, this is a sikashe, seems the only reason as to why the Chachomim required bio, b'diken bio, by chometz, is because it's mutakol Hashom, or so he has been accustomed, he has been accustomed, until Pesach, to eat it, so mimele, we are cheshish, shemo yovil ochlom, so we understand as to why that was a becholov, so that there is not shayach. But nausea too. Until he became a nausea. So he was accustomed to drink wine. So maybe the Chachomim should ask a nausea to have any wine in his possession. Shema Yavi Ochlom, which they saw, or to have any grapes in his possession. Because Shema Yavi Ochlom. Now, so the kashe of tasteless in connection with nausea can apply to a nausea. Stam nozia, that is only for shleishi gaim nozia, or the nozareim, because it doesn't make any difference. You couldn't say in nozareim there is no kashi. The kashi is only from a stam nozia, who is only nozia for a certain zman, But nozareim, so it's like was a becholov all the time. No, because even if someone became a nozareim, but until he took the neder of nizires, whereby he became a nozareim. So he was accustomed to drink wine, to eat grapes. So Mimele, he's more readily tempted and he's more likely to become forgetful, oblivious of the Yisr. Because of his habit, because until the Nizires, until Kabbalah's Nizires, he has been accustomed to drink wine every day, to eat grapes every day. So Mimele, the Kashi of Nozir could have reference to Nozir Eilom or to Istam Nozir, doesn't make any difference. But in both, so he has been accustomed until the Nizires, prior to the Kabbalah's Nizires, he has been accustomed to eat the grapes and to drink the wine. So the Kashi is, seems the only reason as to why the Chachomim applied this Chumre of Dikei and Bio Ligabi Chometz, not Ligabi Shorisuri. It's because in Shorisuri he's naturally deterred. His body is naturally deterred from eating the Shorisuri. Mashenki Chometz, so he, by habit, he's disposed to eat it by habit. By force of habit, he's disposed to eat it. So Yagiz Yashem Yogel Ochlom. So by Moshe too, by force of habit, he's naturally disposed to eat it. So the Chachomim should require him not to have any wine or grapes in his possession, and there is no such halacha. So they take. So that's the discussion. So Teisves Teretz is Sholachim. So what's the pshat in Sholachim? So in other words, so the Mashor says, since it's Sholachim, since he knows that he is the only person who is bound by this Israel, every Jew is allowed to drink wine, and but he is not allowed, so Mele is more on the alert because he knows it's something peculiar to him. So his body, even though he has been accustomed prior to the Kabbalah's Nizires to drink wine and to eat grapes, but now he knows that he is in a unique position. He is also in something that everybody else is not also. That in itself puts him on guard. The knowledge that he is in a peculiar and unique position. That's the term. But then, there's another kashe that the Mashal and the Mashal, they both ask. Now, what does Teisves ask? Vinozioname. So in other words, the kashe was, in as much as nausea, so prior to the Kabbalah's Nizires, he habituated himself to the eating of grapes and the drinking of wine, so he's naturally disposed, you know, to partake of wine, so that we should be easier, just as by Chometz. But it appears from Teisves Kase that Teisves was only bothered as to why by Shoy Surah Noye the Chachomim and Abkezeya Shemu Yavlochom. But Teisves was not bothered as to why by Shoy Surah Achire the Chachomim and Abkezeya. So this is obvious that this Gzeire has no application to Surah Achire. It only can have application to Surah Noye. So what kind of a kasha is it from Noze? Noze, there is no Surah Noye. It's only in Surah Achire, no Surah Noye. So the Mashal and the Mashal, they both say, and it's a Deha. They say that when Teisves says Vinoza Name, they don't mean nausea. They mean something similar to nausea. I mean, what is the essential feature of nausea? The nausea arose as a result of inera. So Imach Name, from nausea, there is no kasha. Because nausea is not Israel Hanoi, nausea is only Israel Achille. But suppose somebody took inera. Somebody came in called Kikris Alak. Every Kikya, he asked it upon himself. So then so now he's not allowed to partake of any Kikya, if he asked it, Anoi, of the Kikya. But to keep it in his possession, he's allowed. So over there, why didn't the Chachamim say that if somebody took an Eda, came in Kikris Alak, that he should not even be allowed to keep Kikras in his possession? Didn't the Yogi Ocho? Jesus gives the talent, since he is in a unique position, so he's governing. So that in itself puts him on the alert, on guard, against being near. Because he knows he is in a unique position. He's in a unique position. But Chometz Pesach, so he doesn't have that feeling, he's in your position. Every Jew is about it. So really he's not so much in God. This is how the Marsha explains it. But to say that when Teisha says with nausea, he doesn't mean nausea. He uses nausea only as emotion for a Nisa, Hanoye, that originates in another. So why? That's the Eichai. Why should Teisha say nausea? I mean, Teisha couldn't say Vineda Name, why does he have to say Vineda Shosabanoi, Veicha Shosabanoi al Vineda, Name Shoreachim? Why does Teisves have to mention Nozia? It's a big Deichak what the Mashal and the Mahasho say. Now, it can very easily be explained. Now, the Ritvo, the Chidushi of Ritvo, and Amsochim. So he really asks the same kashi. And why the Chachomim were Geizeya, Tirmi Yovim Ochlam by Chometz, and they were not Geizeya by Shor Yisurim. So then the Ritva gives the same challenge as they say. By Shor Yisurim, since Kol Hashono is lost away at once. So the Melo is predominant. Masheiki by Chometz, so prior to Pesach, he has been accustomed to eat it constantly, so he habituated himself to it. So the Ritva says, no Zashane, the Nosa Banoi Elabachim. So the Ritva says in so many words, the reason is why the Chachomim made this Gzeire of Tilma Yehul Ochlom by Chometz, and they did not apply this Gzeire Ligabi Nozir, because the Chachomim enacted this Gzeire only Ligabi Suranoi, but not Ligabi Surah. So we see that there is such a shit as Hashem. The Ritva in Psochim says in so many words. Now, so it could be that at Tesis holds that it doesn't make any difference. Tesis holds it doesn't make any difference. Isur Anoya or Isur Achila. In other words, if there is a good reason to require B'diken Bio in Isur Anoya, so we should require the same thing Nisurachir. If everything else is constant, is the same. But since Teisves knew that the Avishenim, and we see the Avishenim who distinguish between Nisurachir and Nisurachir, insofar as this Gzeira of Shem Yavul Ocham is concerned, the Ritva. So Teisves was before the Ritva. So since the Ritva says so, so there might have been a Shem in the time of Teisves also, who agreed with this distinction between Isur Achil and Saranoi. So Tesis in the Kashe says Tesis itself disagrees with the Ritva Shiva, and Tesis itself holds that there shouldn't be any distinction between Isur Achil and Saranoi. But the Rosh Hashanah who held that the Gzeira of Shem Yom Lachlom applies only to Yisur HaNoye, not to Yisur HaAchile. So that's why this is formulated, the Kashi that way. V'atam sheyichmiru kan, tvei, mibishon Yisur HaNoye, so he means even in Yisur HaNoye. In other words, he doesn't want to discuss that question at this point. He doesn't want to discuss. So in other words, bishlom Yisur HaAchile, so you can give a very simple term. That by Yisur HaAchile the Chachomim won't have Gezer. The Chachomim won't have by Yisur HaNoye, not by Yisur HaAchile. But the question is, in other words, even if you are going to assume, like the Shittes of Hashanah, this is what Hazel says, even if we are going to assume, like the Shittes of Hashanah, that the Gzeira of Dilma Yom Elohim can have application only to Yisur HaNoye, and not to Yisur HaAchile. So you have no kashif from the Vele, from Trefe, from the Sechazir, Mintome, but from Hemet, you have no kashi from these Yisroel, but you still have a kashi from Yisroel HaNoi. That's why it is formulated. Vin says, V'atam she'echmiru kan tvei, even from Yisroel HaNoi. So now it's Bishwa Yisroel HaAchile, you can say, we're not getting there by Yisroel HaAchile. Some of the Shem do say. But Yisroel HaNoi, we should be getting there. So V'atam she'echmiru kan tvei, Mishon Yisroel HaNoi, Shem Yitzchichu V'avon, Mishim Yechomets, Mutabar HaShom. ונסה רק בפסח ומדיר מנהי כתמתם דום לבסה בכל אור הקרם שאיסור מנהי כזרעי לאום but this is on she is that the Gzeir of Dilma Yom Lachom should apply to Yisur HaAchile but then what does it make? We'll see, I mean, why does the Vitvo make a distinction? What then does it make? Is it because if it's also Manoi, it's Mechomo? I mean, is there such a halacha that if it's Yisur HaAchile, so it's Mechomo? It's Mechomo in the sense that it's also Manoi. But that doesn't mean that the Yisur HaAchile of Yisur HaAchile not HaNoye are less homo than the Yisur HaAchile of Yisur HaAchile. So it has to be explained. But there are such Rishayim. But the Yisur HaAchile doesn't agree with that. But he formulated the Kashi that way. He says, V'atam she'echmiru kan, tvei, even from Yisur HaAchile. So he says, tvei Yisur HaAchile, so he says, the reason is why the Chachomim were machmir here more than even Yisur HaAchile, than other Yisur HaAchile. So it's because Chomet is not bothering. The Dom was a Cholo, the only way I care, she saw him make Israel. We know that, but this is what he is, that the same Zerah should apply to Yisur HaAchile too, so why doesn't it apply to Nozir? And by Nozir, he is disposed by force of habit, to partake of the grace, because he has been accustomed every day to drink wine. So now, he might be disposed, inadvertently, he might be disposed to partake of the wine. So the Chachom should be easier to be able to Chachom. So he can say, Shogalachim. Now, so the Mashor says, that's how it's Mashmait. The Mashor always talks Bikitza. But it's Mashmait from the Washington Mashor that he understood the Shogalachim, that inasmuch as Shogalachim, and he knows there is in a unique and peculiar position, so that in itself puts him on guard. As a matter of fact, there is a Russian in the Miri which indicates that way, that where one is in a unique position, so that puts him on the alert. He knows. I mean, he's the only one. So he's an Achsen. So in the Miri, it puts him on guard. Because we're not gazing lest one will be mazed. Not the Mashiach, you know, one who is capable of amazing, even Dama also, I mean, so how will we care for the Gzeiras Chachomim? So all these Gzeiras, I mean, that's true about all Gzeiras. So when Chachomim are Gezer, so it's not that they are Gezer, let's say Chachomim has a certain Shmusim on Shabbos. Why? Because if he will be allowed to do the Shmusim, if he will be allowed to carry the Kavos, he might carry the Shizarabi. So it doesn't mean that if he'll be allowed to carry the Kavos, he'll carry the Shizrabim amazing. Monavshech, if he's that kind of a person, so he won't care for the Takores Chachomim, he certainly won't care. So in other words, all these Gzeiras Chachomim are because of the possibility that inadvertently a person might be a very certain Yisrael. So here too, the Shem Yom Lachlom is not Chas V'Shalom amazing, but B'Sheyik inadvertently. So from the Rosh Nimir, it's mashma, that if it is something that is peculiar to one person, so that puts him on guard. He knows. He is in a peculiar position. No one else is like him. But, and this is how it seems, this is the way that the Mashal explains it. But it seems to me, I mean, that we can explain it a little differently also. In other words, because it's true. And that's the way we have to explain the Ritva. I mean, why? How is it that the Ritva distinguishes between Surah Noy and Surah Achile? And he says, the reason as to why Nozir, so we're not days at the Miyavilochlom, is because Nozir is only Surah Achile. What devil does it make? Surah Achile is Surah Noy. It's just, I mean, the Yisra Achille of Nozir is as chamur as the Yisra Anoi of Barakerem. I mean, can we say that it's a bigger Avele? Here it's just about Achille only, and there it's just about Anoi. So what's the Pshat? So the Pshat is very simple. In other words, Chachomim are gazer that he has to be Mivayer because of Dilma Yavilochlom. But, I mean, Atir Chosar Mominim Shal Yisrael, and Chachomim, so even if there is a reason, because of the possibility, so the Chachomim would not enact this Gzeire if it will involve a terrific hardship for the person. So, and that is the reason as to why the Ritva says that only by Yisurei Anoye, so there can be this gzere of Dilma Yavilochlom. So he should be mivayaret. He has to destroy it because of gzere Dilma Yavilochlom. But by Yisurei Achille not. Why? What's the difference? Not because the Chachamim are not so concerned about the Yisurei Achille as they are concerned about Yisurei Anoye. Why? I mean, it's the same. The Chimur Yisa might be the same. I mean, no one knows the relative Chimur Yisa in one is against the other. The Gemara only tells us that an Isa Kores is more humble than an Isa that is not Kores. But in Isur Lam, so we don't know, I mean, which Isa is more humble. Who knows this quote? So you certainly cannot say that just because Nozi involves only Isa Achille, and Bosa Bechol of Paya Kerem involves Isur Amoye, so because of that, so Nozi is not as humble, David of Nozi is not as humble. We couldn't say that. But the Pshat is very simple. In other words, even where there is a remote possibility, Dilma Yavilochlom, and that serves as a ground to require the person to be mivaya the chometz. But if the bio of the chometz would constitute a tremendous hardship and loss of money for the person, then the chachomim wouldn't require him to be mivaya because atir chosam aminim shol Yisrael. But by Surah Anoye, there is no real loss of money, because now let's say chometz. Oh, Basar B'chol is the same thing. So if the chachomim required the Jew who has Basar B'chol of Achlai HaKerem in his possession a whole, that he should destroy it. So what kind of loss would he sustain? He can't have anoy from it anyway. Can he sell it to a goy? Can he give the Basar B'chol to a caleb? He can't reap any benefits from it anyway. So maybe when the Chachomim, if the Chachomim had required a Jew to be Mivayah Basar B'chol, to be Mivayah Klai HaKerem, I mean not to keep it in his possession to be Beidei, so it wouldn't constitute a great hardship and loss of money. So that's why, so Teisus asks, how is it by Chomer the Chachomim did require it? Even when there is no Lavo Balihoi, even if he was Mivatal Chometz. So the Chachomim still required him to be Beidik and to be Mivaya, not to keep it in his possession. And by Basar B'cholov, where there too, he will not sustain any real hardship. Because he can't have anoy from it anyway, what can he do with it? He can't give it to a goy, he can't sell it to a goy, he can't give it to a caleb, nothing. Mashenki. Isurim, that's the pshat that it for. Masha'inke, by Isurim like he is a Nozir. So true by Nozir, he is naturally disposed to inadvertently partake of it by force of habit. But if the Chachomim, since it's Mutav Anoye, so if he won't, if the Chachomim will not require him to destroy it, to be Beidik and to destroy every drop of wine and every grape that he has in possession, so he'll be able to reap a benefit from it. He can sell it to a goy, he can sell it to a Jew. I mean, he's not allowed to partake of it. Now if the Chachomim would require him to be Beidik, the wine and the grapes and to destroy it. So it's a very great loss. So Atei Chosam Aminim Shal Yisrael, Chachamim Chosam Aminim Shal Yisrael. So the Chachamim didn't apply this Gzeira. Didn't apply Gzeira. Masha'inki Bachomets. What kind of loss will he sustain? He wants to, he can't tell Banoi from it anyway. He can't tell Banoi from it anyway. Now, so Teisves, so that's the Teisves holds that even by so Teisves holds that this applies even to Isur Achille. This Gzeira should apply. Of the Dimo Yavalochlom, it should apply even to Isur Achille. But Teisves also agrees with this wonders of the Ritva, that where, as a result of this requirement of Dikeh, so you sustain a terrific loss of money, so then the Chachomim didn't enact the Takone of Gzeira Dil Meyavil Ochlam, that he should be violent. But Tesis holds that even by Isur Achille, so it's Mutabanoi, but Isur Achille that Amuta Banoye, there is an Issa Deraise that one is not allowed to do business with it. Even though that now, let's say Nivelas Utreifes, Mintome, Chazir, any Mintome, it's Muta Banoye. Chile, it's Muta Banoye. But there is an Issa Deraise not to do business with one Masur Machil. There is a general Issa. You cannot do business. But the very Treife is Mutabanoye, or Mintome is Mutabanoye, or let's say, or Dodim Tnei is Mutabanoye. So what does it mean it's Mutabanoye? In other words, you can give it to a Goy, you can give it to a Caleb, and if it's Mizdanle, Idorotome, so you are even allowed to sell it. If you only sell it casually, because you happen to have a certain Dorotome, so you're allowed to sell it. But to do a business, to open up a store with Dvorim Tmei Ingor Asurim, you're not allowed. So Mimele, even by Dvorim that are Mutabanoi, and are only also Bachile, if we require him, if the Chachomim would require him to get rid of them, to be Beidik and to be Mevayer, he wouldn't sustain a very substantial loss of money. It would involve loss, because he's still Mutabanoi, he can give it to Kelev, he can give it to Igor. But to do business, he's not allowed. So there is a very slight hardship involved in being required to get rid of Dvorim Asurim Bachile, which are Muta Banoi. So because of that, Isis holds that this takone of Dike and Biro on account of the Gzeira from Yovel Achlom should apply even to Dvorim Asurim Bachile. Masha'im Kein. So that's so Teisves asks, Vinozir Name. So Teisves says, Isur Ishor Achile. In other words, because now this is that you cannot do business with Dvorim Asurim Achile will not apply to a Nozir. Let's say a Nozir will still be allowed to be in the wine business, in Nozir, and in the grape business. Why shouldn't that Isa, why the same Isa that applies to all Dvorim Asur? To all Dvorim Asur, Nevele, Treife, Dvorim Tmei. So he's allowed to Ranoye, and if he's Damele, he can even sell it over Tomei. But he's not allowed to open up his store of Dvorim Tmei, to open up his store with Dvorim Tmei and sell lobster. If it's Nizdamele, he has a piece of lobster in his possession, he's allowed to sell it. But to open up a business with lobster, so that is not allowed. So then it should follow that a Nozir, one who became a Nozir, shouldn't be allowed to be in wine business. There is no such halacha that a Nozir is not allowed to be in the wine business. Why not? The answer is, this Issa, that you're not allowed to do Schire with Dvorim Asurim, so only applies to Dvorim Asurim that are also to everybody. But something, let's say, like wine to a Nozir, true, I mean, the Issa Nozir is also applies to everybody. Everybody who becomes a Nozir, so he's also in that, he's also in drinking wine. But this Issa of doing business with Rom Masurim doesn't apply to a Nozir. So Mimele, that means that in the Chachomim would be Gezer, that a Nozir has to be Mevayer every drop of wine that he has in his possession, so it certainly involves a very substantial hardship, not this light hardship. It's not a question of nizdamre. He could do business with that, and then the chachamim asked him to have it dispossession. So later, because of that, the chachamim did not apply this iser, this chiyuv of b'tiken biotnoza, because it's shor l'achile. And if it's shor l'achile, so maybe the iser of doing scheider with these things doesn't apply to nazir. So maybe requiring him to be mivaya, to be beidik, and to be mivaya the ayin would involve a very substantial hardship. So because of that, so the chachomim did not apply that iser. Iname. So one Russian in Tesvus is that the reason as to why the chachomim required a person to make bdike is because of then another Russian iname shane chomet shechmiro b'teiro v'aver bal yiroi v'bal yimotzei echiru chachomim nivdiku v'varei afu heichel bitlei mishum dil noosel v'meichlei. Now, so that appears like Rashi's pshat, but it's not like Rashi's pshat, because Tesis rejected Rashi's pshat. There is a fundamental distinction between Rashi's pshat and the second Russian Tesis. According to Rashi, as the Ran explains it, and Tesis also assumed like that. In other words, that the Beit Kin is not it akonis chachomim a special gzera. Beit Kin is midraise, and the whole purpose of the bdike is in order he shouldn't be either by all by what. So the kashi is he will not be either anyway, because he still has to be mevatel, and once he's mevatel, even without the king, he will not be able to mevatel. So the Ram says, because the takonim of Abedik, so she mevatel is the takonim of Cheres. And Bizman HaMishne, there was no such chiv as yet. So the Mishne, so according to Rashi, it's not the takonim. It's not the Mishne. I mean, there is a chiv, the Rabban Rashi will also be made that there is a chiv, the Rabbanon to be Beidik. But in explaining the Mishne, when the Mishne says Beit Kin, so it's not based upon the takonis chachomim. It's a derais. So according to Rashi, this halacha in the Mishnah of Beit Kin, that is for the purpose that he shouldn't be there, the law by Roy Balmotzi. So Tesis rejects that. And according to Tesis, it's a special takonim. In the Mishnah, it's a special takonim. And it's a takonim mukdemes. But why is there such a takonim mukdemes? So according to the first Lashon Tesis, there is such a takonim mukdemes. Because he is accustomed throughout the course of the year to eat chometz, so maybe he's not naturally deterred from eating chometz. So that's why they made the takonim. I don't know what the case is. The reason as to why the chachomim made the takonim of b'tikein bio, even if he was mevatel, is because on account of the fact that the Torah was machmir that he should be a bali roi bali motzei, so yichmiru chachomim livdei kol livarei afilo yichad ibitlei mishum dil meosel en bichlei. Now that has to be explained. I mean, what's the pshat? Just because monefshach is the possibility of yobil ochlei a good possibility, so then even without the fact that the Torah was machmir that he should be a bali roi bali motzei, so the chachomim should gezer. If it's not a good possibility, and without the rav of bali roi bali motzei, so there would be no basis for this takone. So why is there a basis for this takone just because the Torah is machom bali roi bali motzei? It has to be explained. Now, says here, so he says at the end, V'efshalei shel mitnitam zeh mirotei roboi la'avi rolo bali roi bali motzei. So in other words, now the Ran is not, when he says V'efshat, means he has a suffix. What does he mean, a suffix? That is the tam amikrona. Now, there is no shalei that as far as the tam, the rationale of the la'avi rolo bali roi bali motzei is concerned. So what is the rationale? Now we are not supposed to give Tani, to look for Tani. But here the Tam is mentioned by the Torah itself. The Torah emphasizes Bal Yehori Bal Yimotze, and then the Torah says So the Torah itself implies that the reason is why the Torah asked us to have chometz in our possession because of the Issa Kores of Achir. So there is no doubt that this is the Tam. There is no doubt that this is the Tam of the Pasuk. There is no doubt that this is the Tam of the Pasuk. The question is, so why does the Ram say, the Efsharit, in other words, he has a sofik. It's definitely the Tam. The Torah itself implies that this is the Tam. So when the Ram has a sofik, whether Mipnitam Ze, he doesn't mean just the rationale. You're not concerned about Tanya Mikro. But he means that perhaps the Tam Mikro is an integral part of the Yisra of Bani Bani. Maybe it's an integral part of the Yisra of Bani Bani. Now we find, now the Obis Rav Nosson says, Zeus Yok Shosso Teiro Lidvarel. Shomra Teiro, the Risha Benidas Tumoso, the Sikra Fligala Tumoso Orel. So in other words, and because of that, this obviously the Ramnosen, so the Rambam counts the love of Kirub Basor among the Minyan mitzvahs. He has a love. And if one is Mechabit Menashe, Kachas Menarayis, so is Chayim Malkis. The Rambam Shiti is that it's an Asmach. But according to the Rambam, it's not an Asmach. So it's a love that I say. And obviously the Ramnosen says, is Zeus Yok Shiroshi Sotiro Yvarel. So it's not just the Tam. There, the Siog is an integral part of the Issa. And when we learned Sanhedrin, we saw that according to Rashi, so the Rav, Ramidash Leyeitzei, so the whole Issa of Ramidash Leyeitzei is, he's not allowed to go out, to walk out of the Mikdosh, in order to participate in the funeral, the king of. So according to Rashi, we saw in Sanhedrin that according to Rashi, so the Midraisei is Oseh. Why he should not be Nigeya, he should not be Nichshon. So it's not just the time of Amikron. So we find certain Isurim where the Tam of Israel is an integral part of the Isa. Is an integral part of the Isa. According to Rashi, so the Rav of Namidish Liyetze is based on that. And always Rav Nosson says that the love of the Lishim Yisrael Moshe Sikraf Kirubosso is also a Zisyog. So see here the Ran as a Sofik of, it goes without saying that the reason is to why the Torah asked us not to have Chometz now possession on Pesach is because of the Yisrael of Chometz. But the Shail, that goes without saying that this is the reason, because the Torah itself, it's not the time I'm called the Chinuch mentions. The Torah itself mentions the time. But the Sofik in the Ran is it just a Tam, a rationale of that mitzvah, but it's not imminent in the Yisrael. Or the Tam here, in view of the fact that the Torah mentions that this is the Tam, so it's imminent in the Yisrael. It's an integral part of the Yisrael. So this is the suffix that the Ran has. So it's mistaber that when Teisa says in amesh amechometz שיחמירו בתירו לעביר בל ירויה בל ימוצי שיחמירו חכומים לבדיקו לבריח איך מביטלי דובסו מיכלי. So the question arose, מה נפשך? Is it sufficient grounds? If the possibility of דילמו יוסי לא אפילו אחלי that he might, as a result of having the Chometz in the possession, he might inadvertently partake of it, so without the בל ירויה בל ימוצי, and what Jesus implies that without בל ירויה בל ימוצי we wouldn't be Gezer. So apparently, the possibility is not such a good possibility. It's a very remote possibility. So without the Baal Yehoi Baal Yimotzei, the Chachomim wouldn't be disposed to require, to enact, that he has to destroy destroy, even though he was mevatel, he has to destroy it, he has to search for it and destroy it, because the possibility is a very remote possibility. So how does the Yisrael Bal Yehoye Bal Yimotze, how does the Yisrael Bal Yehoye Bal Yimotze change the situation? The answer is, if, now the Ran has a sophic, whether the Yisrael Bal Yehoye Bal Yimotze in the Torah is based upon this yoke or not. So there is one alternative in the Ran, that this yoke of the Umayyad Al-Ochlom, that's an integral part of the Isa Dechaise of Bal Yehoye Bal Yimotze. Because the Torah itself implies that it's the term for Bal Yehoye Bal Yimotze is the Isa Achilah. So we see that the Torah was machmer here to make his yoke in connection with the Isa Achilah. The Torah itself declared his yoke against the Isa Achilah of Chometz. So Mimele, the Chachomim, felt that they were supposed to anticipate even a remote possibility. So how is it that in connection with other Isurim, Chachomim did not anticipate any remote possibility of Zeir Hashem Yavir Ochlam? And in connection with this Isayas, because here the Torah itself made this yoke with Varel. ואילו נשבו, ואפילו חיתם אחרי, אם צורך לימה, תחמירו חכומים בכל חומץ, אפילו בחומץ נוקשה, מרדית הרורס, אף אגב לרקב על ירואה. So now, since they says, the second motion is, the reason is to have חכומים ומחמיר and the enacted exile of the Umiyah Lohan is because of the חומרי ובל ירואה ובל ימוצי. So it should logically follow that only with Abi Chometz, where the Bal Yehoye Bal Yimotze applies, there is that chiyuv, the Rabbanon of Bio, of Bdiki. But Chometz, where the Lav of Bal Yehoye doesn't apply, the Chometz to which the Lav of Bal Yehoye, the type of Chometz to which the Lav of Bal Yehoye Bal Yimotze does not apply, so there is no that Chometz doesn't apply either. It would be very logical. So he says no, that since the Torah was machmir and made his yoke in connection with the Isa Chometz, so because of that the Chachomim were machmir and they made a yoke of Gzeir Hashem Yovel Ochlom even in connection with that type of Chometz where the Bal Yehoye doesn't apply. What kind of Chometz doesn't the Bal Yehoye apply? So according to Rav Netam, now this is the Tome Machlekes Sheni, so he says Lefirush Rav Netam Afilu b'chometz nukshe. What's chometz nukshe? Chometz nukshe means chometz that is not really roh lachil. Either it's not roh lachil eklal, or it's roh lachil only al diatchak, but it's not really roh lachil. So it's also chometz nukshe. It's not chometz nukshe. So it's also chometz nukshe. Now, if it's nifs machles kelev, so then it's not even chometz nukshe. But suppose it's nifsul machles odom. But Machilas Kelev, it was not Nifs. Or even if it's Rol Achile, al Ditchak, but it's not Mamish Rol Achile. So it's called Chometz Nukshe. Now Chometz Nukshe, so there is a Tane Rebbeya, Sior Rebbe, sorry, there is a Tane Rebbeya who says, Sior Yisori, and that's Chometz Nukshe, which not Mamish Rol Achile. Now what is Sior? Sior means that he put the flour into water and he made a mix of the flour and the water and it started and the dough started to ferment, but the fermentation process was not finished as yet. So after the fermentation process has started and before it was finished, so it's not mamish holachile. You can eat it, but it's not mamish holachile. So then, in that stage, it is chometz nukshe. So Rav Meir says, according to Rav Meir, if someone will eat sio, so a chometz nukshe, so he will be even allowed the chayse of kol machmetz at lisachelu, and there will be chayiv malchus also. But there is no kotz. Kotz there is only for chometz gom, but for chometz nukshe there is a lot of kol machmetz at lisachelu. So kol machmetzes implies chometz nukshe. And Rav Yude says, since Rav Meir says that seal comes within the love of Komach Metz Lissachelu, so Tarubes Chometz, Tagumes chametz means it's mamish hol achile, but it's not chametz ve'en. It has an ingredient of chametz. It's not chametz ve'en. So kolshken, if chametz nukshe comes within the lab of komach mes lesechelu, so kolshken chametz gomal b'taruves. That chametz gomal b'taruves certainly comes within the lab of komach mes lesechelu. But so by both chametz gomal b'taruves and chametz nukshe, according to Rav Meir, so there is a lab, there is malchus, there is no kors. Now, how about palihoye b'avimotzi? Now, according to Rav Meir, that if one eats chametz nukshe or chametz taruves chametz, he's even on the rice, but no kores. When he keeps chametz nukshe or taruves chametz in his possession, he's even palihoye b'avimotzi. So on that point, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rav Meir at the beginning of every evening. According to, because there it says, Eilu Eivrim, the Mishneh, the first Mishneh, in Eilu Eivrim, Dachman Vein Zemdal, Eilu Eivrim B'Pesach, Kusach Abave V'Sheikh HaRamodi, Chemetz Adeimi, V'Zei Sema Mitz. So these are four items which have Itarubes Chometz. It's not Chometz Ve'er. They all have Itarubes of Chometz in it. The first four items. Then, Zimin Shal Tzavoyim, Amirin Shal Tabochim, V'Kurin Shal Sofrim. So the first four items represent Taruves Chometz. But it's all Achille Mamesh. But it's Taruves Chometz. Zimin Shal Tzavoyim, Amirin Shal Tabochim, V'Kurin Shal Sofrim. That's Chometz Nukesh. It's not all Achille Sofrim. That's Chometz Nukesh. So, the Tanya says, Harim U'Ba'azorim, V'im B'Mishim Kortz. Which Azorim, Komach Metzat Lisechel? So Rav Yehuda says that the Tanya of this Mishneh, that's Rav Meir, who says that Tzio Yisrael, there is an Yisrael Malkus on Tzio Ran Chometz Nukshe, Kol Shkin Taruves Chometz. So the Mishneh says in regard to Chometz Nukshe and Taruves Chometz, Harei Ba'azoren, also the Eilu. So Rashi explains what does Eilu Ibrim mean. Eilu Ibrim means that is in a Balei Balei Motz. Teisves says no. So once we say that there is a lav deraisa in Ligabei Taruves Chometz and Chometz Nukshe, so the lav of Bar Yehoye Bar Yimotze also applies to Taruves Chometz and Chometz Nukshe. According to Rav Tam, no. Since without the special ribu of Kol Machmetz as Lizachil, so you wouldn't even know that there is a lav in Achille. But there is a special pasuk. So we have a special possible Tavachile, but Meichatei said that we should, that the love of Bar Yehoye Bar Yimotze should apply to it. So he says on the time now that the love of Bar Yehoye Bar Yimotze only applies to Chometz Gomo. Chometz Bien Gomo. It doesn't apply to Taruves Chometz. And it doesn't apply to Chometz Nukesh. To Chometz Nukesh. So what does it mean? Every Mashal. So they says that even according to Sechmosh days, that the reason is why the Chachomim made this Chometz of Pekin beer. So is because of the Chumre of Bar Yehoye Bar Yimotze. So that Takonis Chachomim applies even to a type of Chometz where the Bar Yehoye Bar Yimotze doesn't apply. For example, Chometz Nukshe and Taruves Chometz are limited on the Tam. צורך לימד, ונרש בו, ואפילו תם אחרים, צורך לימד, ואחרו חכומים, וכל חומץ, אפילו חומץ נוקשי, ועל ידי תרומס, על גב לקב אני רואה, ופירו שם תרומס לא עברים, לא מסיעו ניסורי, ואין לחומץ נוקשי, כאילו חכוסום, ויש לו רם דומן אמו עושום, וכל שכו חומץ גומו, תצחב יהודי, וכל שכו חומץ גומו, על תרומס, משמע בעושה לשי סי, דיו מותר לשי סי, because he says, סיעו ניסורי, and lake, that's חומץ נוקשי, and he's ניסורי. So, if it's Mutra Hashi, say, you are my Yisrael. The Mutra Hashi is my Yisrael, he is Rechah Pesach. The Mutra Hashi is Rabbi Yudah. To the Lord's Rabbi Yudah, Chometz Achar HaPesach, or Chometz Gomo. The Kegimu Koye, even Rabbi Yudah, who says that Chometz Achar HaPesach, Chometz Yodah Rav HaPesach, is also Midrash. We don't pass like Rabbi Yudah in that. We pass like Rabbi Yudah in regard to Chometz Kedah Pesach, Erev Pesach. So we pass like Rabbi Yudah, that Chometz Erev Pesach, Lachachatzis, is also Midrash. There's a lot of rice, there is malchus. But Abuda holds, Abuda himself holds, that even Muhammad Shalom of Pesach, Lachar Pesach, is also Midraise. So we don't pass like Abuda in that. We pass like Rav Shimon, that Midraise Chomet Shalom of Pesach is Mutar, Bigam. But the Chachomim, Azadet. Because of the Knas. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda himself, who holds that Chometz, so Yisroel Shalom HaPesach, is also Lacha HaPesach Min Raise, but it wouldn't apply to Chometz Nukh, he says. Afir Mutra Afir Yehuda, also Rabbi Yehuda Chometz HaPesach, Chometz Gomor, Dikin Gimu Khoir, Lisech Zman, Lifnei Zman, Lachas Mane, Avog Nukh Shalom HaLachat, Kwa Afir Rabbi Yehuda Meide. So if it is Mutra Lashay say, so there is no reason as to why he should be sorry. And since Rabbi Yehuda says Yisroel, Sir Yisroel, so it is obvious that it's also Lashay say. But Bali Roy Bali Motze doesn't apply according to Ramatam. So the answer is true. Midraise Bali Roy Bali Motze doesn't apply. But with the Rabbonon is not allowed to be Mashed. Why is it the Chachomim asked him to be Mashed? Because the Torah itself may be filled with Varero in connection with the Yisera Chometz. So the Chachomim were more machmir, and they answered Shir, even of the Chometz, where the Rabbi Bali Roy Bali Motze doesn't apply. They answered him to be Shir, that kind of Chometz. Okay, that's it.